Good morning. A clear, chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with high pressure taking over from that disturbance that sheared off to our south yesterday and last night. Skies cleared out and we'll have abundant sunshine today. Temperatures will begin to rebound off our morning lows and climb back through the 20s and 30s on our way into the lower to mid 40s on average for afternoon highs. The wind will be light, so it'll be relatively comfortable, although temperatures will fall a few degrees short of our average for the first week of November. As we get into the night tonight, clear skies and light winds will allow temperatures to drop back quickly again through the 30s and into the 20s for overnight lows, even some teens, to open up the day tomorrow across the higher terrain. With that same high pressure dominating into the day tomorrow, we'll have another dry day. In fact, as the high slides off the east coast, a southerly wind flow will develop, and that will help push temperatures into the upper 40s to around 50. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where an Arctic front will be slicing through the region. That front will arrive late Thursday night into interior New York and New England with a few passing snow showers, perhaps a burst of snow in the mountains. More importantly, the wind will flip around to the northwest behind the front, and temperatures will take a nosedive. Readings will be back into the teens and 20s on Friday morning, then only recover into the upper 20s and lower 30s for afternoon highs. With the wind at times gusting over 20, even 30 miles per hour on Friday afternoon, wind chill values will be only slightly above zero to around 15 above at best through the afternoon. The cold weather will remain with us to start the weekend. We'll have full sunshine on Saturday, although highs will stay in the 30s before bouncing back into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that Arctic front is currently heading south from central Canada into the northern plains and upper Midwest. There's not a lot of moisture with that front, but snow showers will be possible as it passes by, followed by that surge of frigid air. When the air mass sweeps through the Great Lakes, the lake effect snow machine will kick in starting tonight. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the UP of Michigan, where as much as 10 to 14 inches of snow is expected by Friday, with localized amounts of up to 16 inches of snow. And Tropical Storm Rena intensified overnight in the North Atlantic Ocean, about 705 miles south-southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts, but little change in strength is forecast through tonight before weakening begins tomorrow. Rena is expected to be a post-tropical cyclone by tonight or early tomorrow. The tropical storm is moving toward the north near 20 miles per hour, and this general motion, accompanied by an increase in forward speed, is expected today. Then a turn toward the north-northeast is expected later today, and a rapid northward motion tomorrow. Rena is expected to remain over the open Atlantic and not affect any land areas through the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under clear skies and 18 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 23, 78% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.30 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 50, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 43 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 38, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 46 hundredths of an inch for the month and 37.79 inches for the year, which is 3.87 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 121, and 469 for the season, which is still 327 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1975, and the record low, 18, in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 10 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, but cool today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear and cold tonight in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, but cool today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clear and cold tonight in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny, but cool today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny but cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers, but windy and very cold Friday, lower 30s. Sunny but cold, upper 30s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Sunday. A few rain showers in the mid-40s on Monday. And upper 40s with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.